Chapter 3 The Strange Boxes. Jonathan Harker's Diary. 24th of June, Castle Dracula. I want to write my own letters to Mr. Hawkins and Mina, but it is not possible. One day, I woke up and my bedroom door was locked. This then happened many times. Other strange things have happened too. Very early one morning, I heard noises outside. I looked out of the window and saw some big carriages. Some men got out and carried lots of big, long boxes out of the carriages. I do not know what was inside the wooden boxes, but they looked heavy. Last night, I saw the Count climbing down the walls of the castle again. This time, he was wearing my brown jacket and trousers. And he was carrying that terrible big bag with him. This can only mean one thing. I think he is looking for small children and wants to kill them. But if he wears my clothes, people will think the Count is me. They will think I killed the children. A few hours later, I heard a terrible shout. It came from the Count's room. I could not leave my room because it was locked. I could do nothing. Then I heard a woman crying outside the castle. I looked out of the window, and the woman shouted, "Give me my child! Give me my child!" Then I heard a window open, and I heard the Count's voice. Minutes later, I heard wild dogs calling. Then a group of dogs came running to the castle. They ran to the woman, and they attacked her and killed her. Then they ate her. This is terrible. What can I do? How can I leave here? 25th of June. Today, I thought about the Count. I never see him eat or drink. I only ever see him at night. I never see him in the day when the sun is up. So, does he sleep all day? This is all too strange. I cannot stay in my room and do nothing. There is only one way out of my room. I am going to climb out of the window. Why not? I know that Count Dracula does it. If I cannot do it, then here and now I say goodbye, Mina. Later the same day. I did it. I climbed out of the window. I was high up and it was difficult, but I did not look down. It was dangerous, but I am now back in my room. I climbed across the wall and into the Count's bedroom window. I was lucky. The Count was not in his room. I went out of the room and down some stairs. There was a really bad smell, and I followed it. Then I came to an old chapel. It was ruined. It was falling down, and the roof was broken. In front of me, I saw all the big boxes from the carriages. They were open and full of earth. The earth smelled horrible. Suddenly, I saw the Count lying in one of the boxes. His eyes were open, and he was looking up, but he was not moving. Was he sleeping? Or dead? I suddenly became very afraid, and I looked for another door or a way out of the castle, but there wasn't one. Then I ran up the stairs and climbed back to my room. What a terrible thing. 30th of June. These may be the last words in this diary. Yesterday was not a good day. 29th of June was the date I wrote on my last letter. Yesterday evening, the Count said to me, "Today, my friend, we will say goodbye. I must leave and go to do some important work early tomorrow. Then you will leave Castle Dracula later in the day." I was really frightened then. Was I going to die? When I woke up this morning, I could open my bedroom door. I went downstairs, and the Count was not there. But the front door was locked. I looked again in the chapel. I found the Count there, lying in the same box of earth. This time, the Count looked different. He looked much younger, and there was blood on his face and mouth. Could it be the blood of children? This man and this place are horrible. And now I have helped him to buy a building in England and to move there. How terrible. I became very angry. I took a spade from the ground near the boxes and hit the Count hard with it. But at that same time, his head turned and he looked at me. The spade jumped off his head and fell to the ground. It only left a small cut. Then the top of the box slowly closed on top of him. I stood there feeling very afraid and sad because I could not leave this terrible place. Then I heard people walking outside the chapel. I ran up the stairs back to the bedrooms. When I got back to my room, a wind came through the window and closed my bedroom door. But when I tried to open it, the door was locked again. Then I could hear a lot of noise and men's voices. Were the men carrying the heavy boxes of earth out of the castle? I heard the men leave, and all is now quiet. I think I am now the only person in the castle. But I will not stay here. I am going to climb out of the window and down the castle wall. It is dangerous, but I must do it. If I fall, then goodbye, Mina. Goodbye, all.